With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For all the controversy over his Communist Party membership and his jail term for contempt of Congress, Howard Fast has become a kind of elder statesman among the nation's novelists. Now in his 70s, Howard Fast's newest book is called The Immigrant's Daughter, which is the fifth in a series of generational novels centered around the Levette family of San Francisco. The first book in the saga, The Immigrant, introduced the family patriarch, Dan Levette, who was born in a boxcar headed west in the late 1800s. Originally, Fast wanted a single, massive volume.
When I asked my agent, my publisher, about that, they said, what will you need in the way of pages? And I thought, at least 2,000 pages, and everyone balked.
So Fast cut off The Immigrant with the year 1933, picking up the story with the next novel in the series, Second Generation, this time focusing on the Levette daughter, Barbara. Then came The Establishment, and a fourth, The Legacy.
And I said, that's it, I can't. It's become too huge. I'm dealing with over 1,000 characters. I can't go on with this.
But he did, of course. And the latest in the series, The Immigrant's Daughter, sees Barbara Levette at the age of 68, running for Congress and going to El Salvador as a news correspondent.
That was a problem. That was an enormous problem. Who writes a novel these days about a woman of 60 to 68 who is a positive heroine?
Howard Fast intertwines the lives of his characters with the great events in modern history. Earthquakes, strikes, the civil rights movement, wars.
I lived through it all. I found it very difficult to write about what I have not experienced.
Howard Fast, who insists, but not too loudly, that the fifth novel in his long-running series about the Levette family, The Immigrant's Daughter, is also the last. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the latest of Howard Fast's five-part generational saga about a San Francisco family, The Immigrant's Daughter, Fast heroine Barbara Levette, at the age of 68, runs for Congress. Fast shows a strong similarity to his fictional heroine. Like Barbara, Fast is a former correspondent. Like Barbara, Fast favors left-wing causes. Like Barbara, he was jailed for contempt of Congress. And like Barbara, Howard Fast, too, ran for Congress in 1952 in the Bronx on the ticket of the now-defunct American Labor Party.
I got carried away with this notion that all one needed was integrity to win an election. All one needed was to present, against the illusions, positive arguments, to present a little truth against the lies. No, indeed. Didn't make a damn bit of difference.
The voters did not give Howard Fast the chance to carry his vision of the truth to Capitol Hill.
We go into this booth, into the polling place, and this fat, motherly Jewish woman comes out of one of the voting booths. She sees me, she says, oh, Howard Fast, what a joy to meet you, and gives me a great big hug, enormous hug. I said, thank you, my dear, thank you. Did you vote for me? She said, I'm a Democrat. How could I vote for you?
Howard Fast has never lived in San Francisco, where he sets his Levette novels, but
if a committee of writers were to create a city to write novels about, they would create San Francisco.
Howard Fast, Houghton Mifflin, has published the latest in his long-running Levette series, The Immigrant's Daughter. Incidentally, if you happen to pick up one of E.V. Cunningham's mystery novels about a Zen Buddhist detective in Beverly Hills, take another look. E.V. Cunningham is also Howard Fast. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.